The bank's been in the Cross Point Business Park since 2000 and has around 1,200 workers right now. Under the plan, Bank of America will be out of the building by May 31st, and M&T will take over the lease and around 600 of the workers. Bank of America spokesman Dan Fromm says as the economy and the housing market have improved, the operation just isn't needed anymore.
The number of loans we're servicing is smaller than what it once was, and in particular, the number of customers that require really the special programs that we've been operating to prevent foreclosure for customers, that number of customers is nearly half what it was at peak levels in 2011.
Fromm says there were 1.5 million loans in that troubled category, and now they're down by half. An unidentified company is buying two massive blocks of mortgages from Bank of America and hiring M&T to service them, from collecting the monthly payments to foreclosing loans, which go bad. M&T spokesman Michael Zabel says his bank is constantly looking for new workers.
We're always looking for talent, and we've been fortunate. We've been able to grow steadily, strongly in Western New York over decades, and create new opportunities for employees as we grow in Western New York.
Zabel says the bank has 300 openings right now, and workers from Bank of America will be interviewed for them. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.